Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It's your girl, Stevie Aisha Mills, and we are back here. You know it is the first Tuesday of the month when you hear my voice. And so we are excited. I want to tell you just a little bit about Professional Women Entrepreneurs. And this organization was founded by Tashant Rhodes and Shanita Williams. They are the powerhouse duo who is leading this organization at town. The goal is to empower the Renaissance woman who has a purpose, vision, and plan. And the vision is to help women around the world build businesses and grow their net worth. PWE is a collaboration of like-minded women breaking barriers and setting new heights. And they allow me to come in and host the show. I've been doing it now. We started on conference call, but I've been doing it on Blog Talk for over a year now. And probably around about 2 years we've been doing this, or a year and a half, just having a lunch and learn. So this is the You've Got It Now Rocket Lunch and Learn. And I want to remind you guys, if you're on Facebook, then you definitely want to go to PWE Empowerment Radio page, because that's where you can keep up with the latest and the greatest of everything that's going on with PWE Empowerment Radio. And I try my very best to bring you amazing guests each and every time we're here. And today is no different. I am about to introduce you to Rhonda McAllister. She is so amazing. She's a business mentor and published author. Ms. Rhonda has been consistently sought after by clients who want to create the entrepreneurial vision that they have since 2012. Rhonda is an expert in her field. She assists individuals with their startup business ventures. She teaches others how to develop and grow a business mindset, how to get companies registered with their name, how to consult and complete 501c3 paperwork, and we know that's the nonprofit designation. Rhonda uses her business knowledge that she obtained from her years of experience. In addition, Rhonda reverts back to her academic journey, which includes an AAS degree in accounting and a Bachelor of Science degree in business management to mentor and advocate for entrepreneurs with their business startup to-do lists and concerns. So, Ms. Rhonda, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, welcome to PWE Empowerment Radio. We're glad you're here today. And I want to take some moments to just allow you to take this show over, because we know you have something powerful that you've come here. And so whenever you are ready, you can begin. And whenever you finish, I'll come back.
All right. Thank you, Stevie. First of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on your show today. I always appreciate when you think of me and your business sense or whatever it is that you're doing. And with our collaborations, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. You are God.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Ma'am.
Thank you so much.
People need to understand, I'm going to say this real quickly, that you need to be able to align yourself with the right people. And Stevie Aisha Mills, you are one of the right people. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much, Rhonda. You know you are special to me. We've been collaborating probably longer than cultivating your impact has come out. I think about a year when we took a course together.
Exactly.
And when I met you, I was just like, she is no nonsense, but she has a loving heart. So I'm so thankful for that. And I appreciate you for all that you do and all that you are.
Thank you. I wanted to talk very briefly today to your listeners about one of my courses that I've written called Success Principles. And it's actually something that I learned from one of my book mentors, if you will, Mr. Jack Kent. I have a program that I do, and in the program, it's a four-week program, Stevie. So in week one, what we do is we go over goal setting and finding your purpose. And week two, then we go over taking action to get what you want. And then week three, we go over social media marketing and business and building business relationships. And then week four, we go into your press releases and implementation time, because of all the work when you, that you do when you're putting your things together, there becomes a time you have to implement, which is a place where a lot of people get stuck. So very briefly today, I want to talk about success consciousness. When you talk about success consciousness, a lot of people think they have it, or maybe they think it comes naturally, but and honestly, it does not, because what happens with your mindset, and if you do not know me, I am the mindset motivational speaker. That's just what I do. I speak on topics regarding the mindset, and I coach people in finding the reasons that are hindering them in their business or wherever they're trying to go. As far as the growth in business, because generally the only thing that's hindering us is us. You are hindering yourself, and it's just about how you're thinking about a thing, right? So in your success consciousness is you have to constantly feed your mind with successful thinking, successful affirmations, successful words, positive words, okay? If you are following me, then you know that I do annual women's conference, the Change Your Mind, Change Your Life Women's Conference. And the theme for this year is you shall have what you say. And I'm hoping that you all tune in. I'm going to tell you more information about that shortly. But it all steers towards your success conscious. So three things that I like to have people do is to first to write out what success means to you. This is important. It does not mean what success means to your spouse or what it may mean to your parents or someone else that maybe you are aligned with. It's what does success mean to you? What does it look like to you? Because it's different for everyone, and you have to write it out. You have to spell it out for yourself, because until you know what it looks like for you, you will not know how to achieve it for yourself. And I hope that makes sense, right? So, and writing out what success means to you, for some people it's making six figures. That may not be what success means to you. You may just want to be able to have the freedom to schedule your own time, right? So that means that you're not clocking dollars for your hours. You want to be free, to a free entrepreneur earning income and being able to schedule your time, your day, your, you know, where you can go at what time, just to be free, right? So that could be what success means to you. Then once you figure out what it looks like to you, then you have to start setting up ways for you to obtain your success. So what are your gifts, qualities, and talents to provide an income for you, right? And, of course, some of us have side hobbies and you don't want to forget those. Now, in my success principle coaching sessions, one of the things that I help people to do is to figure out ways so they can make more income doing what it is they already do, right? So in doing that, you will start creating products, Stevie. So once you know what your gift qualities and your talents are, then we're going to find ways that we can monetize them for you. It's all about the monetization to enable to create a freedom, enable to create your success conscious goals, okay? Because you have to have a way to be able to meet your success level, whatever that level is. So in creating products, it could be a book, and people think writing a book is hard. If you blog, then 9 times out of 10, you've already written the majority of your book, or at the very least, you have already written an outline for a book, right? If you have quotes that you do, then that could be another form of income, because with quotes you have T-shirts, you have cups, you have several items that you can make just from a particular quote, especially if it's a popular one, right? If you have a course that you've done, then we can put it on CD, put it on audio, right? Download it from your website and make it available to your target market. There's just several ways that you can create income. So that is one of the steps that we'll do as well, okay? So and then once you've done that, then you have to take ownership in getting your product to your target market. So what have you done up until today or to this point to get you from where you are to where you want to be? Because we have plenty of people, Stevie, who start but they don't finish. They start, they quit when it gets hard, okay? And as to be a successful entrepreneur, to add things to your success consciousness, you just simply cannot quit. I'm here to tell you that the trials that are come, right, that they're coming, the obstacles that are coming, they are not only to make you mentally stronger, maybe financially stronger, if it's a financial setback or whatever the case may be. But what it does is it teaches you patience in a sense that when something does not happen right away, then you have to learn how to first of all, work it out in a different manner or rework it or rethink it or whatever the case may be, but so that you can get it completed so you can reach your ultimate goal. So an example is for me, and I tell you, my latest example was with my women's conference that was to take place in St. Louis, Missouri on August 8th. Well, it was not going successfully as I had planned it because I've been working on this since last year, right? And although I figured I had everything lined up on my end as far as my figures, my vendors, my venue, and all that great stuff, ticket sales were not what I wanted them to be, correct? So I had people coming from New York, Portland, Oregon, Maryland, on the East Coast, and I just could not have, people traveling in to speak at an event that was not what I desired it to be, okay? So I had to revamp it. I had to rethink it. And so now it has turned into an international women's conference, which is still going to be fabulous. It's still going to be fabulous, right? So I could have just gotten to the point where I threw my hands up, Stevie, and just said, forget about the whole thing. I'm not doing it. I'm done, right? But that's not what it's about, okay? And if you are a true entrepreneur and if you have your mindset on success, which is what success consciousness is all about, having your mindset on success, right, then I just had to figure it out. I had to, and believe me, it was a lot of rework, I promise you. Because like I said, I've been planning this for a year. So it was a lot of rework just to get the teleconference done, right, in a short period of time and get everybody assigned for the time slots and get the call set up and make sure we have enough recording space and all that great stuff. But bottom line is I had my mindset on success, Stevie.
Yes, that's awesome that you did not, just quit. I mean, my pastor asked the question a couple of years ago, and it sticks in my brain. And he said, what do you quit to? And ever since I heard that, I was like, wow, that's so true. What do you quit to? If I wasn't doing what I'm doing, there would be nowhere to go for me. So. Thanks.
One of my quotes, Stevie, is don't be afraid of failing. Someone has to be victorious, so it may as well be you, right?
Yeah.
So keep your mind on success, and even if it's small steps that you have to take, if it's the first picture, if it's the first phase that you need to finish first, then do that. Right, and don't necessarily worry about someone saying, well, you should have been here by now, or you should be doing this by now, right? Because everybody can't take the same steps, right, Stevie? Because everybody doesn't have the same resources. Everyone may not have the same monies available, if you will, to get their businesses to a certain point at a certain time at a certain speed. But I'm gonna tell you, Stevie, something that really bugged me this week was I had someone speak to me speak to me about what kind of like what I should not be doing because I'm not a well-known speaker. OMG, Stevie. So just let me say this. For those of you who may have experienced, you know, a little of that negativity, right, because you're not big, right? First of all, what is big, right? What I think everybody's definition of big may be a little bit different because no matter who you are, and don't get me wrong, because there are some powerful women out here, you know, right? And we follow them, Stevie, you know, Lucinda Cross, right? Carol Sankar, you got Donyelle Jarvie, Winningham. What's her name? Donyelle Winningham. You got Amber Aziza. We got some powerful women out here. But guess what? Somebody don't know who they are either.
Yeah.
Right? So there's like no one person who can reach everyone in the freaking world. Do you hear me? You cannot reach everyone. So just like you may be unknown to someone, Stevie, but guess what? You have an audience. Your audience knows who you are. And the only way you're going to continue to grow your audience, to grow your target market, is to grow into uncharted territory. Now, isn't that correct? So for those of you who speak to that negativity, don't listen to that. Do not allow someone to tell you where you should go and where you should not go. If your target market is in a different city or a different state, then doggone bless it, then you go and you reach your target market wherever they are, right? That's what we do. I just cannot believe that. I'm telling you, it made me feel a certain kind of way, Stevie. I'm like, what?
I believe it.
You know, I have an acronym that is BUILD. You know, so in BUILD, the B is to brand your message. The U is to uphold your integrity. I is to involve others. Build a team. Collaborate, right? L is to leave the naysayers behind. Those are naysayers. We don't need those. And the D is deliver greatness. Whatever you do, wherever you do it, at deliver greatness. Go above and beyond, right? Everyone's expectation of whatever the message or your delivery or whatever it is that you're bringing to the table, deliver greatness. And, you know, so, you know, forget all that. Girl, let me tell you something. Look, I'm going to be international. Now what? Okay? So you're going to tell me I can't do that either? Girl, I don't let anybody tell me what I cannot do. If it don't come from Jesus, then I can do it. And I
told y'all
that.
She was no nonsense.
I knew that.
I told y'all Rhonda is no nonsense.
But listen, I really want your women, and I know this is the Women's Empowerment Radio. But listen, I want your listeners to know that Saturday we are going to deliver a teleconference full of educational strategies. We're going to bring it. I have some awesome speakers lined up. Your listeners can go to my website, www.itsmissrhonda.com, to register. It is a free teleconference. The live call is free. The replay will only be available for a limited time. So I encourage everyone to get on the live call and listen to some phenomenal women that are going to be on the call. I have an event set up on the FB page. It is the 2015 Change Your Mind, Change Your Life International Women's Teleconference. Sign up. It's going to be epic. It's going to be great, Stevie.
I believe it. I believe it. And guys, definitely go back to that that page and that website. Say it one more time so they can hear it.
It's www.itsmissrhonda.com. It's MissRhonda.com.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. And you guys, I know that it's going to be powerful. We know because Rhonda is only one of the speakers, I'm sure, one of the people who participated. And she already brought it in the last 15 minutes. So just know about what she's doing and know about the day that you have ahead of you on Saturday, August 8th. And she's bringing that to you. You know, I don't really say the word free a lot because somebody paid a price, whether it's you or them or whoever. Somebody paid a price to have it. So we're going to say that this experience is going to be priceless. And we're going to say that this experience is going to be sponsored by Ms. Rhonda and her genius and the people who she's collaborating with for it. So whenever, listeners, someone is investing in you and your success, you want to show up. I mean, and you want to speak out. I know oftentimes that I've been on different speaking engagements, especially virtual ones, where, you know, they ask you for your questions or your comments at the end. Just know that any question that is not asked, that's the only stupid question. There are no stupid questions in the world when you open your mouth and ask. So definitely get connected to that.
Yes, and we want your question because we want to empower you. We want to help you with your strategic plan. So get your pencils and papers ready because I'm telling you, these women that are on this call, they whoop me, okay? So if they get on me, then you just need to get ready. I am telling you. It's going to be great. And we do. We start at 8 a.m. So the conference is actually scheduled to be 4 hours. And, you know, you may not be able to listen the whole time, so just kind of listen in on the early, listen in on the end. It doesn't matter. Just listen in. It's going to be great, great, great. And we're giving away stuff. I've already given away prizes leading up to the teleconference itself, so we actually have gifts to give away. I'm going to ship them right to you. Some great stuff, I'm telling you.
Awesome. Well, I don't even know what my calendar is for Saturday, but I do know that I'm going to get ready and at least be on there not only to support but to listen and learn myself. So I encourage you all to be on there too because I just have a feeling in the atmosphere. You know, when there's teleconferences are always powerful. We did an amazing one in December, and the people who were connected to that event, that virtual event, the speakers, the attendees, whoever, they've all, like, it's crazy. It's almost like a list of fire went through. So I know the power of them, and I know that Saturday is going to be amazing. So definitely, listeners all around the world, because we're going international with this event on Saturday, you want to be in a place where you show up and show out. And not only for you, I always tell people, tell a friend. Don't be selfish. Share this information. You know, whether some people may be at work on Saturday, but you get a lunch break, you get something. So definitely reach out to Rhonda and go to itsmissro.com so that you can be registered and be part of the process. You can be part of the history making and be part of the success story that's going to be told. So,
yes, ma'am.
So, what other things do you have going on after this amazing event? Because we know you're not stopping.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I will be releasing my latest book, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. It's a mindset thing. I will be taking the pre-order for that. And guess who's going to publish my book, Stevie? The same person who published our book. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm getting that finally on the road. I'm actually pretty much finished writing. It has to, I get it to a point where it can go to editing. I just have a couple more chapters. I'm done. I'll be done with that book. That's going to be my next baby. Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's such a great thing. Go ahead.
No, then I have a conference coming up in Chicago. I have a conference coming up in Indianapolis, August 15th. I have one in Topeka, August the 22nd. Then I'll be in Chicago, August 29th for the Change Your Mind, Change Your Life Women's Conference Tour. So, yes, ma'am, I'm on the road.
Awesome, 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 awesome. That is amazing. We are so excited that you have come by PWE Empowerment Radio. We are thankful. I always say I'm the real BET, blessed, excited, and thankful. So,
that's right.
what words of wisdom? I know you shared so many, but If you could say one final word of wisdom or something heartfelt that you want us to etch in our minds and memories as you say goodbye to us today, what would that be?
I would actually, my main thing, Steve, is to speak positive. Speak positive into your life. Speak positive into your words. Rule out the negativity. Get away from negative people. Wean them out of your circle. It's so important. It just has to be done, Stevie. Change your mind. Change your life.
All right. All right. Well, again, we want you to go to ITSMISSRHOND.com. And this is,
yep.
You know, I just support great women because that's why I keep saying this so much, because I feel the power in this event. I just know it's going to be phenomenal. So I don't want you guys to be like, oh, what was it? What was that website? I can't get connected. Da, 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 da. Well, if you didn't hear the website, definitely go to connect with Rhonda McAllister on social media, wherever. But don't just sit on the sidelines talking about I ain't hear the whole website, because that you count yourself out before you even get in the game. We don't play that around here, but
that's right.
But yes, Rhonda, thank you again, my sister. It's always a pleasure for you to come by and give that no nonsense style and sophistication like only you know how to do. So thank you again.
You're welcome, and I'll see you at the top.
Yes, ma'am. And TWE Empowerment Radio listeners, we want to thank you for coming by. We want to let you know, again, to go to TWE Empowerment Radio Facebook page so you can stay tuned and see who your next host will be. It has been my pleasure and my honor to be with Week. Yesterday we had the phenomenal Michelle Roberts out of Atlanta. Today we are speaking to the ultra-amazing Rhonda McAllister. So thank you. Again, it has been Stevie Aisha Mills, and we don't want you to just have a great day. We don't want you just to see what the day is going to bring. We want you to make it a great day and enjoy your day. So great blessings, hugs, and love. We'll talk to you soon. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.